Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here. And continuing in our desire to encourage one another to be reading God's Word, to have it as a foundation in everything that we do, to hide it in our heart, to read it daily, even more than just once a day. And that has led us to reading through full books of the Bible. And we're in Judges chapter 16. And we are looking at how Samson's been captured by the Philistines, brought to Gaza, and they're having a big worship party for their god Dagon. And they've decided in the merriness of their heart to bring Samson out, tie him up between some pillars for their entertainment. And that's what's happening. And we pick it up here in verse 28 of chapter 16 of Judges. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and he leaned his weight against them, his right hand on the one, his left hand on the other. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. Then he bowed with all his strength, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those who he had killed during his life. Then his brothers and all his family came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had judged Israel 20 years. And that's the end of chapter 16 and the end of Samson's life. And so there in the end, he's avenging. It's interesting how he wants to avenge his eyes. Look what they've done to me. And yet, God answers his prayer. Now we know that his hair was growing back, so maybe it doesn't say that the Lord came upon him. And I'm now doubting myself. I'm going to go back here and make sure. It doesn't say anything about the God came upon him or the Spirit came upon him. It was that his hair had grown back. So the secret to his strength was his hair. And it was obviously a strength beyond human. So it was from God. But it was not because God was avenging Samson's eyes. It was just a continuation of God doing what God does and bringing about judgment on Israel and then bringing about judgment on those whom he used to judge Israel. And I think the application for us today is that, you know, Samson's focus on his entire life was Samson. Although he was a judge for Israel for 20 years, although he had this incredible strength from God, that his center, his core, his foundation was not God. It was Samson. And he really had an attitude and he had the character of a person who relied only on himself. He didn't need God except for in this moment when he wants to avenge his having his eyes gouged out. I think that for many people who say they're Christians, and maybe some of them are, but they're so focused on themselves, they're so narcissistic or conceited or however you want to, you know, say that, that the thing is God is not their center, they are, and that God is, they're hoping that God will be who they want God to be in the moment that they want God to be. So for Samson, that God becomes the avenger of eyes and is going to destroy these Philistines because they gouged out my two eyes. God is a just God. He's also a merciful God. He is perfect and holy, and he does what he knows he must. And in the end, no one's going to be able to say, well, God was unjust here, or God was not fair here, any of those things. God is perfect and holy and just and pure and altogether right. Samson, not so much. But God was, remember, this is God's story. So what is God doing here? He's using a broken, arrogant vessel to bring judgment on the Philistines in Gaza. That's what's happening here. Not because of what's going to happen in history, but because of where the Israelites were, how they were, and then God showing up on the scene to use them to judge Israel, and then using Samson to bring about some justice on the Philistines. So let's know our God. Let's study him by reading his word so that we know him, so that when we go to do our due diligence as believers, and as we go to disciple one another, to be part of a community, that we can stay focused on the creator of the universe, the love of our souls, the one that is faithful, the one who has started a good work in us and is faithful to complete it, the God who is love, and the God whose love for us is perfect. Let's get to really know him so that we can reflect him in our everyday life. God bless you. Talk to you soon.